All right, guys, sorry for my ridiculous retardedness in getting this out, but I was in Texas. I drove. So up until about 5 minutes ago, I didn't even know what day it was. But now I do. I know. So here I am to bust out the results. At least my comments, because most of you have already discovered the result. I think the first matchup that I'd like to talk about is Wander versus Alpha. This one was very difficult to judge, and it came down to a do I like this piece kind of brawl sort of deal. Alpha, you actually had a few grammatical problems that I found, which was kind of surprising because normally you hardcore edit, so I was surprised to find some, I don't know, not really bad things. In fact, just completely stupid, where it's not really an error, it's just like the wrong word sort of thing, or even a weird transposition. Like I saw never ever twice, I think. Basic shit like that. Although that wasn't really a big deal, I didn't even care about it. Wander, your piece was wonderful, and it's a detail, and you have the whole thing put together in this unique way as always. The one thing that really made the difference for me in this particular match was that when I read Alpha's piece, I really felt like I was a part of that story. It wasn't so much that I was being told the story or watching the story happen, it was that I could actually live it through the eyes of the character. And when it came down to when I finished, I was like, well, I just have to read them again because neither of them were, my cup of tea. So I read them again and I was like, this has stuck with me the whole time that I could actually be in this story. And even though it might not be my particular, favorite sort of genre, I guess. I mean, it was close though because there was action, but it was more of the description of the emotions surrounding it. But either way, the fact that I could live it through the eyes of the characters really pushed it over the edge for me, and that just made it elite. Anyway, next up, Maki versus Ivy. This one was a little bit difficult for me. Maki, you have really improved over the course of this contest, by and far, way greater than anybody else. You are definitely the most improved person of this contest. You have gone from submitting an entry that was not edited to the point where I could barely even read through it, to the point where I can read your work and actually see all the ideas you have in your head. That said, you do some weird stuff sometimes. Like I saw like a double contraction. That's probably a bad thing. You shouldn't do that. Those particular grammatical issues, still with the tenses. Like if you start using a specific tense, unless it's some, clausal attachment, you really have to stick with that tense. Like if you're in a list, this is the best thing that I can say. It's like he went to the bar, he shopped at the store. Stuff like that. It's like he went to the bar, shopped at the store, and went to bed. Sure, I use went twice, but beside the point, those are all the same tense. A lot of times what I see in your writing is that you break that parallel structure and you'll have like he went to the bar, is shopping at the store, and went home to bed. Stuff like that. And you have to make sure that you're keeping the same tense when you have it like that, because if you break that syntax, it's weird. The easiest way to catch stuff like that is to read it out loud. I don't know how much more I can stress it. Read it out loud. Ivy, your piece won on grammatical consistency. The biggest problem you've had in this contest is that you tend to submit these pieces that are really, really good, but recently they've been really, really fluffy. You came back last week with this humorous piece that was just like totally random. And while randomness now might not be such a good idea anymore, the fact that it was upbeat and weird and just quirky really made it less fluffy. And I think recently you've gotten into this thing where like I will see just like flowing description, and flowing description is great, but you have the tendency to do what I do, and you relist the same description. You don't need to do that. You can cut it back just a little bit. I'm not saying completely scrap the way you write or anything, but definitely break it down. Now, Days and Allie was late. Oh my God, So what am I gonna do? Well, either way, when I got the piece, I read them, and it really didn't change what was going on anyway. Allie, this piece was just like a blip compared to what you've done. Really, you have another chance. You have a last chance. Make use of it. Because you have totally done these things where you make, like, me actually read fairy tales and like them, and that's pretty fucking impressive because nobody can do that. But on the same token, you have to put the effort into it. Days, you have the description down. I don't know what else I can say to that, but you're going to the last round. So my words of wisdom to you is to spice it up, because your biggest portfolio problem is that it's really all the same. You change the characters, you kind of tweak the setting a little bit, but when it gets right down to it, every story you've given me has the same sort of central context and leads me with the same sort of emotions that the last one did. You need to bust it out. You need to say you write well, but you write well under many different circumstances, and that's the way that's going to set you apart in the end. That said, that's all I gotta say. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!